WMFO right here in Medford, 7 a.m. on the dot. I'm Mike on the mic. I'll be here with you until 9 a.m. And I've got a lot of music, a lot of freeform, a lot of new noise, and a couple of stories. I don't know if you can tell on the radio, but my voice is really like, sounds like somebody who really didn't sleep much. Well, there you go. There's the genesis of the story that I will tell you as the morning goes on. Let me tell you about the new noises that I have. I have new noise from Hammered Saint, Boston's own. Oh, so much fun. Crow Follow as well, brand new debut here, actually. It's not coming out till next week, but guess who's playing it? Yep, that would be me. We also have the new noise that I debuted last week from Nervous Eaters, The Evening Suns. Yeah, another one from that band from the UK, which I'm really loving. Speaking of really loving, Boston's own Key Acoustic got something new to play from them. An old friend of ours from the band Six Fox Whiskey. He's a founder, guitar player, singer. He's off on his own. He's got something new, and I'm so excited to play this from Chris Ballerini and The Drift. Oh, yeah. Cold Expectations, Boston's own. Kurt Baker, also some new noise. Stars Like Ours, another one from that great local band. Liz Borden just released a new one. Going to play that. Linnea's Garden, yep. And starting off with a fantastic entry from Boston's own Jennifer Teft. And also in the first set, there was a bunch of phone calls. If you happen to be tuned in last week, one was from a Medford listener, I believe it was Harold, who wanted to hear a local band called Albion 56. And I wasn't sure if I had it last week, and I promised I'd play it. That's going to happen today, second song in the first set. All right, so let's start off with Jennifer Teft. This song is just burning it up, as it should be. It's so good. Brand new noise from her called Love and War. Welcome. This is WMFO, new noise in Medford. We'll be right back.
this morning without a warning. Couldn't get it out of my head. Full of anger, thoughts that linger. The only color I see.
The car. This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
Sewing a stitch in my right, retouched and running all night. It's just a twitch of the eye, that pent up visceral fight. Living in hours too late, collective consciousness way. Last calls and long after strain.
That's right. It's WMFO in Medford, 7:18 a.m. on a Saturday, by the way. That's what it is. I'm Mike. I'm here. I got some stories to tell, but, well, not really stories, but story, you know, like peace, whatever. I haven't slept, so I'm a little, well, I did a little bit. Again, I'm getting ahead of myself. All right, so let me tell you what I played. Started off with Jennifer Taft. Just a fabulous entry from Jennifer for New Noise. Brand new single this year. Of course it's new. It's this year. Of course it is. Jennifer Taft and Love and War. After that, the requests that came out of nowhere. A gentleman called up, Harold from Medford, said he wanted to hear a band called Albion 56. A song called It Won't Stop. I said if I didn't have it, I'd do it this week. And there you go. Thank you very much, Harold, for listening, and happy to play the song. Okay, The Wallies had the third song of the set from 2019. They just put out that single, a great cover. It's been covered by many for good reason. Love Potion, number 9 by The Wallies. Marshall Crenshaw from the remastered version of the self-titled record. Marshall Crenshaw was the name. Marianne, a perennial favorite of mine. And that version seemed a little different, like that. And just had the fifth song of the set all wrapped up there with Linnea's Garden, brand new single from them called Come Back. So very good. So anyway, last night, everybody descended into Davis Square, into the Crystal Ballroom, to remember our good friend. You know, and it was a hell of a night. I mean, such a lineup for Justine Kovalt. Everybody that knew her loved her for very good reason. And the night was great, and it started innocently enough. You know, I think music started around 7:15, you know, but there were 90,000 bands, so it took a long time. It was worth it, yeah, but I finally got home by 1 a.m., and you know, it's 7 a.m. now, so that's 6 hours, right? So I decided I'm just going to stay up all night, like I used to when I was in college, right? I could do that because I want to get up and do the show, but I'll be destroyed if I try to go to sleep. And that didn't work out. It's coming up on 2 a.m., and I'm like, yes, this isn't going to work. So I moved my alarm from 5 to 6, and I said, I can do this, and I'm here. So I did it somehow. Strong coffee, yeah, that's a definite component. But I'm here, and just about to start the second set of the day at 7:20 in the morning. I mentioned I have new noise from Liz Borden, and yeah, it's going to happen now. Haven't had something new from them in a little while. But love the song. This is brand new noise, brand new single from Liz Borden. This is called Sweet Pain, right here at WMFO.
She'd shake it up, was hard to make out, now it's plain to see. I couldn't cook to save myself, found my life a recipe. I never looked at her this way before, but now she's all I see. Allison started to happen, Allison started to happen, Allison started to happen. Mesmerizing, can't describe it. All that inside, hey, no one's heard.
one-way ticket. Give me a one-way ticket. Give me a one-way ticket. Oh yeah, get me out of here. Give me a one-way ticket. Give me a one-way ticket. Give me a one-way ticket.
Grow.
WMFO, Medford, 7:34 in the morning. Forgot my name there for a second. Oh yeah, it's Mike. Caught myself Mike on the mic, which is kind of a weird thing. But if I wasn't like, a DJ, that'd be really weird. But whatever, you can understand. So my brain is not with me this morning. Thank you, Jim. I did get some sleep. I probably fell asleep around 2:30 and woke up at 6. Yeah, pretty good. All right, enough about that for now. Let me tell you what I played in that very last set. It was a good loud one, I hope, for you. Was here. Speakers can go loud, as I say often. Anyway, back on track. Liz Borden, great new noise from her. Single called Sweet Pain. The Lemonheads from Boston. In 2022, there was a 30th anniversary of their great record called It's a Shame About Ray. Allison Starting to Happen was that one. The Nerves from 2008's self-titled EP called One Way Ticket. I made that up. I don't know if it's an EP or not, but just go with me. Great song. Fourth song of the set. Man, that's the whole reason we were there last night. You know, Justine Colvault. That was Justine and the Unclean from a compilation that came out in 2018 on the great Rumbar Records. It was called Rumbar Records Summer Singles 2018. Yeah, how'd they come up with that name? I should not sleep more often. That was called Be Your Own Reason, one of my favorite Unclean songs. And it was wonderful to be there to honor the lady last night. Everybody that was there and everybody was there last night knows that. What a great night. All right, and then finished up with the fifth song of the set. Another Boston band called Stars Like Ours. And I'm just looking to see if that was New Noise. I think it might be. Yeah, it's New Noise from Stars Like Ours from their latest EP called Better Every Day. That was Winding Down. All right. I have more new noise from Mr. Kurt Baker from his latest record called Rock and Roll Club. This is Anchors Up. It's New Noise at WMFO.
Nobody is ever gonna play. Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WMFO in Medford. How you doing? I'm Mike. It's just about 7:53 in the morning on a Saturday morning. It's 7:53 and I'm talking to you outside of my abode. That's weird, but here I am. And if you're up and listening, I really appreciate it. Thank you very much for doing that. And by that, I mean tuning in. Thank you. Let's see. Let me tell you what I played in that last set. Yeah, brand new from Kurt Baker. I mean, this is really shaping up to be a hell of a release for him. And the aforementioned release is called Rock and Roll Club. That was the title track. Good stuff. Very, very kind of power poppy. So, you know, Tired Brain goes in a Teenage Fan Club. Listen, Teenage Fan Club does it better than anybody. From their record called 13, that was The Cabbage. Yep. D-O-G. That's all one word, quote unquote. D-E-E-O-H-G-E-E. D-O-G. You're welcome. In 2021, they had an EP that they put out called New Way of Life. That was the title track. The fourth song of the set, the great, great Blake Morgan from last year. His record called Violent Delights. That was Down Below or Up Above. I would highly recommend that. He does great stuff, Blake Morgan. And finished up with Boston's own Cold Expectations. Yeah, another new noise from them. It's a brand new single called I Live With Ghosts. All right, here at 7:54 in the morning. I'm really psyched about this. Years ago, I was driving and I was listening to my friend Chris in Christian's Cosmic Corner on Markskin Radio, driving along, listening to his show on a Friday night. By the way, he's on Fridays, 8 p.m., okay, on markskinradio.com. Great stuff. So I'm listening to him, and this song comes on, and it's just brilliant. And I'm thinking, who the blankety blank is this? I can't wait till he tells me. So driving along, and he's doing his back announcing, and he says that was a band called Six Fox Whiskey, kind of all one word, and they're from Boston area. They're here. They're local. I couldn't believe it. So good. And this new song that I'm going to play, New Noise, is by one of the founding members of that band, Chris Ballerini, who's got a new kind of a project called Chris Ballerini and the Drift. He was one of the founders, plays guitar, sings, very talented dude. So he reached out to me the other day and he says, Mike, I've got something new coming up. Any chance that you can get it on the air? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And it's just great. I mean, the guy's just so talented. And I think this is the radio debut. I don't know. I'm sort of just saying that, but he can let me know. Again, so Chris Ballerini and The Drift. And this one is brand new, called Just So. Enjoy. It's WMFO in Medford.
I was young, they taught me to toe the line. That's a song I never wanted to sing. I sit at the table, my coffee is getting cold. It's too windy for a day on the boat. And I want for to understand rhythm and the lay of the land. And I want for to realize that the world is in my hands, that the world is in my hands. Just so, just so. I've been running around, racing on some real good days. I should have stopped to smell the salt of the sea. Always checking my phone, 'cause part of me is always alone. What we really need is a couple of friends. And I want for to understand the rhythm and the lay of the land. And I want for to realize that the world world is in my hands. The world is in my hands. The world is in my hands. Just so. Just so.
It's 8 a.m. You're listening to WMFO right here in Medford.